This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This virus doesn't care what your business model is, doesn't care whether you're not for profit or very much for, you're getting hit. Universities over in the UK, it turns out, usually do pretty well in recessions, but this time, as the saying goes, is different. The United Kingdom is second only to the U.S. in the number of foreign students it enrolls, almost 20% of its entire student body. And the critical unknown right now over there is how many of them are coming back next term. From the university town of Oxford, Marketplace's Stephen Beard is on the story.
On a serene spring evening, a chapel bell rings out across the grounds of an Oxford college, a picture of peace and calm. But the picture's misleading. The college is deserted. All the universities across Britain are largely closed, and many are fretting about the potential loss of a vital source of revenue.
International students are absolutely critical to the financial well-being of our universities.
Nick Hillman of the Higher Education Policy Institute.
Pretty much everything British universities do loses money, except for recruiting international students.
Who pay, on average, more than $6,000 a year, more than it costs to educate them. A total profit of $3 billion a year, creamed off by British academia. And now the question, occupying some of the country's finest minds, will that profit evaporate come the fall?
Who knows if the airlines will be flying, and who knows if those international students due to arrive this autumn will actually get on a plane and arrive.
And will they want to come anyway? The largest group of foreign students in Britain is the Chinese, and some of them have not had a great time here since the pandemic began. Robin Zhang at Cardiff University told Sky News about one incident.
Four guys standing next to the door shouting at me and my friend Lucy here, we're walking together, saying, hey, coronavirus, and they're laughing out loud.
There have been some cases of physical attacks too, but what alarmed PhD student Sophie Wushang-Yi when she arrived back in the UK in February was, she says, the slack British attitude to the pandemic compared with China's rigour.
My temperature was checked three or four times even before I stepped on the plane in China. And when I landed in the UK, no one checked my temperature, no one cares, and not even the border staff.
And her parents back in China were even more alarmed.
Wearing a face mask every day and seeing no one wears face masks in the UK, that really worries them.
In spite of her parents' worries, Sophie is determined to resume her studies in the UK in the fall. But if large numbers of Chinese and other foreign students stay away next term for whatever reason, the consequences could be dire.
It could be pretty catastrophic for many universities.
Vivian Stern of Universities UK, the main trade body for British academia.
For some universities, it could mean closure. It could mean managed merger with other institutions.
But not, it must be said, for Britain's oldest and most prestigious universities.
Doctoris in Philosophia, Elizabeth Baldwin, a Collegio di Balliolo.
900-year-old Oxford University, where the graduation ceremony is still conducted in Latin, will certainly survive intact. So will its closest rival, Cambridge. Their vast endowments will make sure of that. But foreign students make up around 40% of the student body of both these ancient universities, so they too will suffer a substantial hit if the pandemic drives a lot of those foreigners away. In Oxford, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.